villainous Churchill-tolipendy? Villain is how Labour Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell responded when asked if Winston Churchill was a hero or villain. Churchill and his legacy has made headlines recently, with some, mainly Tory MPs like Jeremy Hunt, trotting out the usual war hero and greatest Britain nonsense. But McDonnell is right, and most workers over the years agreed. Especially in places like South Wales, where Churchill sent in troops against striking workers. In Tonopandy and the Rhondda during a miner strike in 1910, troops killed one miner and injured about 580 people. During a railway worker strike in Llanelli in 1911, troops charged to clear a picket line for a passenger train, but strikers were able to immobilize it by raking out the fire. The confrontation that followed culminated in soldiers opening fire. Two men were killed, including 19-year-old Leonard Wurzel, who had nothing to do with the strike. My grandfather tells me that Churchill, even during the war, would be booed when he appeared on newsreels in the cinema. And he was booed in person when he visited Cardiff in 1950. And not just Cardiff, the same story is repeated in East London and in industrial towns and cities in Scotland and the north of England, where Churchill placed battleships on the Mersey in Tyne during the 1926 general strike. Add to this the Bengal famine in 1943, the siege of Sydney Street, his role during the Boer War, his views on race. The list goes on. Villain is putting it quite mildly, actually. Scott Jones, Lawton,